In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, of God, amen. As we are preparing ourselves to receive the baby born in Bethlehem, we have to remind ourselves with this great work of our God for us. What we'll say is not new for every one of us, it's just a reminder, because we need to remind ourselves in every occasion we have, especially our spiritual festivals and feasts. The baby born is the incarnate God. And the incarnate God means that the Lord was before. He was before he was born. He was before he was born. Because he is the eternal God without beginning and without end. That's why actually we have to differentiate between the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and every other human being in the whole world. He was born without sin. He was born from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in the pure womb of our mother, the mother of God, St. Mary. That's why he is the only human that was born not carrying the sin, neither in himself or even outside. And the reason of that is the Lord wanted to fulfill his promise to Adam and Eve with the salvation. That's why we hear and we read something very good and very impressive in the message of the angels to the shepherds today. He said to the shepherds, this is the sign that you find a son born and wrapped in swaddling clothes. Wrapped. He was born wrapped. He was born crucified. He was born trying himself. He was born ready for the work of the crucifixion and the salvation. Because as we know, every babe who is born normally is wrapped in swaddling clothes. But actually, this sign means that this baby born, Jesus, was born crucified for us. And here is the relationship between the manger and the cross. From the very beginning, in his eyes, is to perform the work of salvation. And from the very beginning, he insisted to be born in a very humble way that no one in the whole world can imagine, that a mother can deliver a baby in a manger. And also, we know as our Lord Jesus Christ was born without sin, he lived without sin, but he carried our sin on his shoulder. That's why on the next day of the baptism, John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God who bears the sins of the whole world. Although he was without sin, but he carried our sins. And he crucified himself. I say crucified himself because he went to the death willingly, joyfully, because of our sakes. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was crucified on the cross, the Father couldn't look at the sins of the world on his shoulder. That's why the Lord cried out on behalf of the mankind, saying, "Eli, Eli, lima sabachthani?" My Lord, why do you leave me? Because the Father did not want to look at the sins of the whole world. But the Lord Jesus Christ accepted to do that on the cross for us. And after the crucifixion, he went to the tomb. And he went also to the Hades. At the same moment when he was buried, his divinity was with his humanity, with the body in the tomb. And when he went to the Hades, his divinity was with his soul in the Hades. That's why he could, by his divinity, come out of the Hades for the first time in the history, taking all the spirits who were awaiting for his salvation. He took them to the paradise of joy. And also he accepted the right thief as the first one after the crucifixion to go to the paradise of joy according to his promise to the thief on the cross. Today you will be with me in the paradise. After 40 days, our Lord Jesus Christ was teaching his disciples everything about the church and the building of the church and the work of the church and the sacraments of the church. 40 days he was teaching them everything after the resurrection. That's why in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, we find that the disciples were ready, already learning from the Lord everything about the kingdom of heaven, as it is written in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. After these 40 days, he ascended our body into heavens. He ascended our body into the kingdom of heavens. Now, through Jesus Christ, who had the glorified body, the resurrected body, with the new nature, the everlasting nature of the eternal life of our body, he took this body, the same body that he took like today from the Mother of God, with the same body that the Lord ascended into the kingdom of heavens. The only glorified body in the kingdom of heaven is the body of Jesus Christ, the body that he took from the Mother of God, like today. And that means that every one of us, through this salvation, will have the same body, like the same body. Because without this glorified body, we can never live forever in the kingdom of heavens. That's why he said, "I am going to prepare a mansion for you. And when I prepare it, I will come again and take all of you with me." That's our faith. That's why we are very glad today, not only for the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, not only for a birth of the baby born, the incarnate God, but also because it's the first step in the whole story, in the whole work of the salvation. Rejoice and be glad and be proud that your body now, through the glorified body of our Lord Jesus Christ, has the chance to be glorified body one day, to come to the kingdom of heaven one day, to be delighted in the heavenly Jerusalem with our Lord. Just one thing we need, as he was born in the manger, we need today to open our hearts, considering them mangers, and say, Our Lord, as you accepted to be born in this humble, we humble ourselves. We put ourselves under your control, and we open our mangers for you to dwell in, to live in, to bless, to enlighten, to purify, and to pray, and to prepare us for this blessed day when you come again and take us with you to the kingdom of heaven. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Thank you.